I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
City of Austin has extended the mandatory face mask rules through November. AISD will not be holding classes in person when school starts again in August. And the last time we checked in with the COVID numbers a couple of weeks ago with Ted Burton from Central Health, the numbers weren't good. And I think maybe, hopefully, we can get some better news this time around. It's a coronavirus update here on Inside Austin. We'll figure out what the numbers look like, who needs to get tested, where you can get tested. And today on Inside Austin, it's Dr. Alan Shalsha. He's Chief Medical Officer at Community Care Health Centers. Dr. Alan Shalsha, I appreciate you taking time today to join us here on Inside Austin.
No, thank you for the invite and happy to be here.
Let's start first with Community Care Health Centers. What is Community Care and what's the relationship with Travis County?
So we're a federally qualified health center. And when I say center, we're actually a group of centers. We're originally a part of the city of Austin and have been around for about 50 years or so. We're actually an aspect. So we function off of a 330 grant, which is kind of a federal program, and Central Health actually holds that grant. And then we are the ambulatory arm that really conducts the outreach for under-resourced individuals and really anybody who needs, you know, care within Travis County. We're actually a pretty big system. We're the largest federally qualified health center in Texas, and last year served about 116,000 individuals.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you provide health care for people who typically don't have it through insurance or can't afford it elsewhere. Is that kind of the idea?
Correct. And the scope of services, you know, is everything from primary care to specialty care, behavioral health, dental. And, I think we cater to individuals who have a diagnosis of HIV. We work with individuals who are experiencing homelessness and then more advanced disease processes that need kind of rapid care. We try to account for those individuals and advocate for their care as well. So, quite a few different environments in which, you know, we're trying to improve the health and well-being, for the communities in which we serve.
And new for 2020 for Community Care Health Centers is coronavirus and coronavirus testing, right, for COVID-19?
Correct.
Because I guess you guys are doing a lot of the testing for Travis County. What do the numbers look like lately? Again, we talked to Ted Burton a couple of weeks ago. The numbers were all bad, really. I'm hoping you have better news for us today, though that's really just a hope and a dream. What are we learning about the numbers within the past couple of weeks?
Well, the percent positivity rate continues to rise. So our overall percent positivity rate is around 26%. And, you know, that is, that's a continual or progressive rate. A week after week, especially the past 6 weeks, it's continued to rise.
So, doctor, let me clarify. That's 26% of the tests you give come back positive with somebody having coronavirus. Is that the case?
That is correct. And I think one of the things we have to point to is we have to point to the communities in which we serve. So, you know, when Austin Public Health gives their percentages, included in their percentages are, you know, the tests from our health centers, the tests from ARC, the tests from the other hospital systems. Those are all averaged out to then give the county percent positivity rate. For many of the communities in which we serve, they live in, let's say, multi-generational households. Individuals share a car. They work in similar environments, you know, which require them to be close together. And so there are many reasons why, the percent positivity is higher within our environment, but it absolutely is for, under-resourced, ethnically and racially underserved populations.
And lately the headlines have been that a lot more Hispanic, they suffer the consequences or they seem to get coronavirus at a higher percentage. And again, you mentioned some of that may be the living scenarios, multi-generational homes. Maybe they're still going to work. A lot of these people, I guess, probably can't work from home, or they have jobs where they're construction sites, maybe, or service sector. Is that possibly a contributing factor to those high numbers for that particular segment of Austin's population?
Those are what our thoughts are behind that. You know, for many of the individuals, that we have the honor of advocating for, they have to go. I mean, they have to earn that, that daily paycheck. Their livelihood, their family's livelihood depends on it. There is not a nest egg at home. And so it's a real choice between sustainability, and COVID. And for some individuals, they actually don't feel so bad, even if they have a diagnosis of COVID. And so they have to make real life choices that ultimately, end up affecting not only them, but the general community.
He's a chief medical officer at Community Care Health Centers. Dr. Alan Shalsha, what about those people who do test positive? What are the first steps they need to take? Is it quarantine? Is it what happens when you get a positive test back? Or even if you just suspect that maybe you're suffering from coronavirus and you are showing the symptoms, what should somebody do immediately?
So great question. First would be stay home, limit your interactions to as few people as possible. When you do interact with people, wear a face mask, stay outside of 6 feet, wash your hands frequently, and utilize proper techniques. So we always recommend for people when they're washing their hands, keep them under the water, use soap and water for, 20 seconds or so. And just, administer good hygiene and practice. I think one of the more critical aspects is the local labs have been overwhelmed just based on the number of tests that are coming back. And so the time from which people are tested to actually receiving their results back, depending on the lab, depending on the testing environment, can be, 1 to 2 days, and it can be up to 9 days. So what we're encouraging everybody to do is, if you think there is a chance that you have COVID, if you think that you have been within 6 feet of somebody for 15 minutes or greater and they're symptomatic or have a positive diagnosis, so please assume that you have COVID until proven otherwise, and therefore adhere to the practices that you and I just discussed.
And part of that, one of the things is quarantining is very important. And we mentioned before that a lot of these people, especially in the Hispanic community, or just a lot of kind of underserved people, because they're living situations, maybe they can't quarantine. It's more difficult. But there are options for quarantining in Austin away from your family. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So there are a couple different options for individuals. If folks have a diagnosis of COVID and would like to be placed in an environment that doesn't put their family or housemates at risk, for them to please contact Austin Public Health. And there are shelters that are set up to cope for exactly that. There are also shelters that are set up to cope for individuals that have chronic conditions that may actually put them at risk for a poor outcome as related to COVID. And again, running through Austin Public Health, they can then help get the individuals to the proper location.
And you use the word shelter, but a lot of these places are hotels, so it's really not scary and institutional like you might think it might be. But in Austin, a couple of these places are, I think one's a Holiday Inn Crown Plaza, so it's not really the worst scenario you can think of as far as quarantining away from your family.
No, that's a great point.
And what about testing? Who are we testing these days? It seems to kind of change depending on availability. Who are we testing these days? Is it anybody who thinks they need a test, anybody who's showing symptoms, or what's the bar for testing these days in Austin and in Travis County?
It's a great question. I first want to thank the public for their understanding as far as hearing the transition of testing and who, you know, can now actually step forward to be tested. I think there are also different testing environments. If somebody is in a private pay clinic, that may actually differ based on, you know, the testing that is available in that environment. We are working in partnership with Austin Public Health and follow both CDC and Austin Public Health guidelines and have transitioned our testing. What we were testing is we were testing individuals who had a known exposure, whether or not they were symptomatic. Because of the of how much the labs have been overwhelmed and they just cannot return these tests in time, which, you know, if we get a test returned 9 days after somebody is tested, and this is 2 or 3 days after they became symptomatic, it carries no purpose because the person has already run through the disease process before they get the result back. And so we are now only testing symptomatic individuals, as is Austin Public Health. So if individuals are symptomatic, you know, they may present to our testing sites and they may present to Austin Public Health testing sites, and we'll do our best, you know, to test them, get those results back.
And Dr. Alan Shalsha, as the turnaround on the tests gets longer, I guess it's more important that we just, if you have symptoms, just act as though you are infected. Don't wait for a test because it may have run its course before the test comes back. That's essentially what you said, right?
Yeah, you're spot on. I think, you know, protect yourself, protect your family, protect those people in your neighborhood and within your community. You know, if you have shortness of breath, if you have a fever, you know, kind of this dry cough, please assume that you have COVID and stay home. The CDC has actually added, you know, other signs and symptoms. So headache, diarrhea, overt fatigues and aches and pains also now enter, you know, the symptomology of COVID, which makes it incredibly challenging because if you think about the predominance of chief complaints that presents to primary care, you know, I think I probably named 3/4 of them.
Yeah, I think I'm suffering from a few of those symptoms right now and don't think I'm infected. Right. At least I don't believe I've been exposed. Now, I saw some material about the 3 W's that maybe we can practice. Dr. Allen, can you talk about those 3 W's? What are they? What are we preaching these days?
So we want to wash our hands, right? Obviously, you know, hygiene is critically important at all times. We want to make sure that we are wearing our mask to ensure that when we cough, sneeze, that we are not spreading the virus. And then we want to make sure that we are, you know, at least 6 feet from, you know, anybody that is coming, you know, relatively close to us. We want to make sure we watch our distance. And, you know, if we adhere to those 3 W's, we're much more likely to, again, keep ourselves safe, our friends, family, and community.
And, Doctor, as you run out of time in the segment, I'll give you the last word. What is it that you'd like to add to the conversation? What is it I didn't ask you, or just what is it you'd like to say to Central Texas regarding either community care or coronavirus or really anything?
You know, this is something that we can avoid by just taking some preemptive steps and being careful. It's not exciting, but they're basic. I think education for communities that may not be as aware of the, you know, potential deadly effects for COVID-19 on folks who have, you know, chronic diseases can't be understated. And so I think if there's anything that we can do, it's just educate our friends and neighbors. This is real. Let's protect, again, going back to the same premise, let's protect ourselves, let's protect each other, wear your mask, wash your hands, watch your distance, and educate those friends and neighbors who may not be as informed as you are.
And quarantine if you suspect you are infected, right?
On point, exactly.
That's Dr. Alan Shalsha. He's Chief Medical Officer at Community Care Health Centers. If you want more information, it's communitycaretx.org. Dr. Alan, I appreciate you taking time to give us that coronavirus update today on Inside Austin.
All right, my friend. Appreciate your time.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.